Personal Pole by Flat Daddy. There are opinion polls for this and that. There's the Harris poll and the Gallup poll, the Nielsen ratings, which is a poll in drag. There are supermarket polls where they want to know which container of syrup and decarbonated water you like best. Not because they really care, but because the ones who answer the way they want them to answer will help them launch a skillion-dollar advertising campaign that will make them even more skillions of dollars, because some fools will believe anything. Everybody wants to know what you want, with ulterior motives. They've got something to sell, you see, and want to know real bad just what and how much you might buy. So let me tell you what I want. I want a quiet space with sand and palm trees and gentle breezes and a green froggy lagoon nearby, smothered in sunshine, bloated daffodils and roses, smothered by hummingbirds and fat, friendly bumblebees, with rabbits and raccoons playing croquet on hills of purple Bermuda, dotted here and there with pale blue sycamores, where mauve monkeys munch polka dot bananas, and ladybugs do the hoochie-coochie on the rounded tops of lime-colored mushrooms. I want a pure, bright, white, windowless place with a computer that plugs into my brain and sifts through all the useless debris of my misspent, fucked-up life and pulls out and puts together something meaningful and beautiful and classy that can make me believe I'm really okay after all. I want a safe place where war is a cuss word and lies are unknown and greed and contempt and hypocrisy are traits of what we would knowingly smile and nod about as an ancient forgotten race that lived here once but thankfully died out from a planet-wide overdose of pomposity. I want a sensuous place to take a brainy girl with legs 4 miles long and pneumatic hips and ubangy lips and titties like the twin Sears Towers with spinning red lights on top to warn away airplanes and anyone else who might try to come close when we're charting unexplored territory deep in the jungle of our lust. I want to walk out my door and be in Disneyland. I want a refrigerator stuffed with Alaskan king crab. I want a baby kangaroo that brings me cold beer in its pouch. I want waffles and sausage for breakfast. I want to leave something behind. Something that lasts, that endures. And mostly, I want that one single woman who will read through this and not smile once, not laugh once, but cries all the way, who feels the pain from the first word because it's her own. And she wants what I want. And I will buy all that she has.